Sparkle Stories, and By Thistle by Thimble. The Judges of Juniper Grove. A long time ago, in the early days of America, there was a small lake town in the southwest named Juniper Grove. This lake town was important to the people of the southwest because it marked the northern edge of the hill country and the beginning of the Great Plains. The crystal blue Fisher Lake was west of town, and it was the destination of many travelers on their way north or south, driving cattle or horses, or simply looking for a new home. Some stayed in the little town of Juniper Grove, but most continued on to find places to farm or to build a ranch for cattle or sheep or goats. Juniper Grove continued to be a small town for years and years, until a man named Ebenezer Allen formed the Buffalo Bayou Railroad that went all the way from the Gulf Coast northwest to join in the new Southern Pacific Rail. It had a few stops where cattle or wheat or beans or passengers were picked up to take west, all the way to the coast of the Pacific Ocean. One of the stops, however, was for water, and the place Ebenezer chose was Juniper Grove. Suddenly, the little town began to grow. People discovered the sweet small town along the crystal blue Fisher Lake and thought it would make a fine place to live or start a business. Within a year, the town was three times its original size, and it seemed to be growing every day. As the town grew, it began to change. With more people arriving all the time, the town leaders had to be thoughtful about building roads and planning houses and shops and churches and a new town hall and a clerk's office. As more buying and selling increased, and as more businesses formed, and as the people of Juniper Grove more regularly disagreed on town matters and business matters and personal matters like, is your fence on my land? Or whose property is Fisher Lake? And does so-and-so have the right to call me names in public? Well, the town council knew that they needed a proper judge to help them sort all these matters out. You see, judges are people schooled in the law, or the rules, and the law can often be very complicated. Judges need to know not only the rules, but they need to be able to explain them to the other people that live there. Rules like, you can't turn your backyard into a loud and rowdy circus if you live in a quiet neighborhood. Or, you can't tell a person to leave your bakery just because you don't like the way they look. Or, you can't take someone's bicycle just because you really need it. You have to ask. There were a lot of these rules and questions in Juniper Grove, so the council knew that they needed a judge right away. The people need to feel safe, said Jebediah Skeecher, one of the oldest citizens of Juniper Grove. They need someone who understands all the rules and can help them if they need help.
We also need someone to work with Sheriff Sanders and the deputies, said Miss Lenora Pomfrey, who had lived in Juniper Grove her entire life. Too much of Sheriff Sanders' time is spent listening to people argue about who said what and who broke which rule.
I agree,
said Doc Vanderbilt, who was the town's first true doctor.
Someone who knows the law and knows it well. This town is changing, and things are getting far too confusing. We need a proper judge to help us see what is right.
So the town council, a group of 5 Juniper Grove residents, posted a notice around town as well as to the larger communities of Lubbock and Amarillo and the big city of Fort Worth. The notice read, "Judge wanted in the small but growing town of Juniper Grove. Experience desired, as well as an understanding of the area." And then there was an address where the applicants could send letters of interest. Well, it wasn't long before the letters started arriving, and the town council spent long hours reading each letter, following up on some, and then winnowing the choice down to 3. There was Amos Hardscrabble, who was actually one of Juniper Grove's deputies at the time, and he had lived in town since he was 11 years old. Now, he wasn't a proper judge or lawyer yet, but he had been studying the law for years. He had plans to go to law school up north, and he wondered if he could help the town while he studied. There was a man named Percy Fernandez, who came from the big city of Fort Worth. He and his family were interested in living and working further west, where they could have a ranch with cattle. He was a proper judge with a proper law degree, and he was interested in moving to Juniper Grove. He understood what it was to practice law in a place with all sorts of people with all sorts of needs and desires. He knew how complicated things could be, and he thought that he could help the town through this time of change. And then there was Finian O'Hanrahan. He was an Irishman who lived in New York City. He had practiced law in Ireland and England and now New York City, and happened to be doing some business in Fort Worth and Houston when he saw the notice. He was taken with the dry, hearty land of the Southwest and the pioneering spirit of the people who lived there. Practicing law in New York City was certainly exciting and interesting, but this new part of the country felt fresh and alive to Finian. This feeling was what brought Finian to America in the first place, and he was deeply excited about the prospect. Well, the town council asked the 3 men to come on a particular date, and a few weeks later, Amos, Percy, and Finian were sitting in the new town hall facing the council of 5, who sat behind a long wooden table. As the 3 men looked down the table, they saw 5 very different people. At one end was a distinguished-looking gentleman with long silver-blonde hair and a puffy silver-blonde mustache. That was Doc Vanderbilt. Next to him was Miss Lenora Pomfrey, who wore a dark green dress and a very serious look in her equally dark eyes. Next to her was a much older man, Jebediah Skeecher, whose gray beard was in need of a comb and whose thick black eyebrows were in need of a trim. At the other end of the table was Sarah Gibbs, a cheerful woman with a straw hat who ran the dry goods store. And then there was Micah Smith, a serious-looking fellow in a nice brown suit who was the town representative to the Southern Pacific Railroad. They all knew Amos Hardscrabble, and they chatted amiably with him before the meeting began. Amos wore what he always wore, canvas pants, a linen shirt, and an old leather vest. His job as one of the deputies to Sheriff Sanders took up all his mornings, and they assumed that he was coming from work. Percy Fernandez had a very different look entirely. He wore a fine, felt, flat-topped hat and a clean, long woolen coat. His leather boots were clean and even decorated with intricate stitching. Percy's manner was cool and calm, and he sat still and silent. Finian O'Hanrahan, however, was anything but still and silent. He had a black bowler hat, which he turned in his hands as he spoke. He was a short man with solid shoulders and a strong jaw. He wandered around the room admiring the construction of the town hall, and when he wasn't asking questions, he was telling stories about New York City or Ireland. It seemed like this man had a lot to say. Finally, the interview began, and each of the men was asked to make their case.
"We are a small town that is getting bigger by the day. We need a judge who can understand the rules so that the citizens of Juniper Grove feel safe during this time of change," said Jebediah Skeecher, who presided over the meeting. "Amos, why don't you start? We know who you are and where you come from, but maybe you can tell us a bit about why you think you should have the job."
Amos smiled, looked at the other two applicants, and then took a deep breath in.
"Well," he began as he stood up, "I've lived most of my life in Juniper Grove. I remember when it was just Miss Gibbs' dry goods in the tavern. I remember when I knew the name of everyone in town, and now, well, it's getting hard to keep up. I love this town. I love everything about it. I love Fisher Lake and Coward's Bluff to the east. I love the grove of live oaks around the old Martin place, and I love how the town takes care of Main Street when it floods and turns to mud. We all work together here. We always have. Now, I know I'm not an official judge yet, but I've been studying, and I know the rules of this part of the country real well. More important than that, I think, is that I know Juniper Grove. I know the town better than, well, I know the back of my hand. And the people of Juniper Grove know me. You know me, every one of you. I used to carry flour for you, Miss Gibbs. And Mr. Skeecher, I took care of your horse when the flu came through town. And Aunt Lenora, well, you're my aunt." This made the council laugh. They clearly knew Amos, and they liked him very much. Amos was smiling, too. That is, until he looked back at Percy and Finian, the other two who wanted the job. "Now, I'm sure these two are good men, and they might even be good judges, but they don't know Juniper Grove. They don't know what makes Juniper Grove the special town it is. And I'm sorry to say it, but I expect if one of these two comes here and starts to tell people what's what, well, Juniper Grove might start to look like Fort Worth or even New York City. This town needs a judge who understands its people and, well, fancy clothes and fancy talk and fancy schooling doesn't replace real understanding." With that, Amos looked at the two men again, frowned slightly, and then sat back down. It was quiet a moment, and then Jebediah nodded and said, "Thank you, Amos. Thank you very much. Now, let's hear from you, Mr. Fernandez. Why do you think you are right for the job?"
Percy Fernandez tilted his head for a moment and scratched his chin. He took off his flat-topped felt hat and smoothed his black hair. Then he eased himself to his feet, and all the members of the council were able to admire his nice gold pocket watch and the shine on his belt buckle.
"I can't say I disagree with anything Mr. Hardscrabble has said," he began, nodding to the young man who just spoke. "I think he would make a fine judge for Juniper Grove. That is, if Mr. Hardscrabble actually was a judge, and if Juniper Grove was going to stay the same. But as I look around town and learn more about the plans of the Southern Pacific Railroad, I have to say that it is very unlikely Juniper Grove will stay the same. No, it looks to me like this sweet town is growing, and growing fast. Now, I don't see Juniper Grove becoming as big and busy as Fort Worth. No, let's hope that doesn't happen. But I can definitely see it getting bigger. And the fact is, when you've got that many new people moving to town, it no longer matters as much what the town used to be. What matters is where Juniper Grove is going. And I know where it is going. Your town is changing, and people from all walks of life are coming here. So unlike Mr. Hardscrabble here, I know how to understand all kinds of people. People from small towns, people from distant ranches, and then people from big cities, even East Coast cities like New York City, he said, smiling back at Finian O'Hanrahan. Finian smiled and tipped the rounded bowler hat he was wearing. Now that being said, continued Percy, I don't think you need a New York City judge. Those East Coast folk are good at what they do, but they don't understand the West and how things work here. No offense to you, Mr. O'Hanrahan, but I don't think an Irishman will quite understand the West like Amos and I do. Amos here knows what Juniper Grove is right now, and I know what Juniper Grove is going to become. So, members of the council, I think the choice is clear. I am the right choice for the Juniper Grove that is coming. That is right around the corner. The Juniper Grove that has all the people who have been here for years like most of you, I assume, but also all the different kinds of people that are coming. I thank you for your time.
Then Percy politely bowed, turned, and came to his seat.
We thank you, Mr. Fernandez, said Jebediah, with a twinkle in his eye. Some very important points, yes.
The old man with the long beard turned to the others, who either nodded or frowned or cocked their heads in thought.
Well then, continued Jebediah, our final applicant is you, Finian O'Hanrahan. You are a long way from home, aren't you, sir? Now, have you heard the phrase, home is where you hang your hat?
Said Finian as he stood and bowed and then hung his hat on his chair. And then he laughed.
But yes, sirs and madams, New York City is a fair distance from Juniper Grove, and I dare say Dublin, Ireland, and London, England is even further. But if you'll allow, I'd like to look at your need with a different light.
Finian then leaned back on his heels and smiled.
You've heard from Amos, known to you all and clearly a fine young fellow. He says that knowing the people who live here is the most important thing, and he makes a fine point.
But Mr. Fernandez from Fort Worth tells a different tale. He talks of growth and of the future. He knows the bigger towns of the West, the towns where there are lots of different people with different needs, and he feels better prepared for what is coming to Juniper Grove. I do believe both make a good point. But I'd like to offer a different way of looking at being a judge, and that has to do with the law. A judge's job is to understand the rules and then make a decision. Helping all these different people understand the rules behind the decision. Someone has to know the law, and dear counsel, I know the law. I knew the law in Dublin, and I knew the law in London, and I know the law in New York City as well as Boston and Providence. I've been a judge in all these places, and I've learned that the job is quite simple. Study. Learn the rules. Know them well and then help others learn them too. It's quite simple. I don't need to understand you, Miss Gibbs, and I don't need to understand the city folk moving here. No. What I need to understand is the law. And I can tell you, I understand it. With that, he smiled again, bowed, and returned to his seat. The three of them sat quietly and looked at the council. The council members all looked at Jebediah, who then coughed slightly and said,
"Yes. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for your words. All very good points, yes, indeed. I suppose we can take a few minutes to discuss this. Perhaps the three of you could return back here after lunch."
"Surely," said Amos, who stood up. "I actually need to get back to work."
"Of course," said Percy. "I'll go back to my room at the inn and follow up on some cases in Fort Worth."
"A fine idea," said Finian. "Perhaps one of you can steer me to the tavern. I'm hungry as a... what's the word for those wild pigs? Javelina?"
Then the three of them left the town hall to leave the council to discuss.
Sarah Gibbs and Lenora immediately talked about Amos, about how they knew him and how he would become a great judge.
"Sure, he has a lot to learn," said Lenora, the young man's aunt, "but he's smart and a quick study, and I agree with all the change coming to Juniper Grove. We need someone who understands our way of life, our values."
"Well, there's a lot to be said for experience," said Doc Vanderbilt. "As much as I like Amos, the judge from Fort Worth knows what he's doing, and he has a point about understanding all different sorts of people. We have Spanish-speaking folk moving here, as well as a few Germans, too."
"I agree," said Micah, the railroad man. "All these changes are already here. Every month this town grows by another 50 people coming from all parts of the country, each with their own picture of how things should be. I have to say the Irishman makes a good point. What we need is someone who knows the law, period."
They talked and talked for another 2 hours. Some were for Amos because he was one of them. He knew the town and loved it like no other. Some were for Percy Fernandez because of his experience and knowledge of the West. He understood how growing towns worked and knew how to get people from different places and cultures to work together. And then some were for Finian O'Hanrahan. They agreed that the most important part of being a judge was knowing the law, and Finian knew it. He studied and was clear about what was following the rules and what was breaking them. Things got more and more frustrating, and it seemed like the council would never make a decision, when they were interrupted by a voice at the door.
"Excuse me, Doc, Jebediah, Lenora, I need your help, and it can't wait."
Everyone turned around and saw Mrs. Sally Hennings standing by the entrance looking very upset.
"It's that Frenchman again, Jacques whatever. He's bringing his mules on my land, and some of them ate my cabbages. It needs to stop right now."
The council looked at Sally Hennings and all had the same idea. Jebediah stepped forward and said,
"Sally, if you can stay here for a bit, we might just come to a solution for you. We have three judges here that might be able to help."
"I'll get Amos," said Lenora.
"I'll find Mr. Fernandez," said Doc Vanderbilt.
"And I'll track down Mr. O'Hanrahan," said Micah.
And while Jebediah prepared a place for Sally to sit, the rest prepared for the next part of the interview. They were going to see how each of these men handled this particular situation. Soon after, the three applicants entered and returned to their seats. Amos waved to Sally while Finian introduced himself. Percy simply nodded and sat down.
"This is Sally Hennings. She has lived in Juniper Grove for many years and has been taking care of her farm on her own since her husband Walt died a few years back. Well, she has a problem that needs our attention. She'll explain it to you, and then we'd like to hear your thoughts on the matter."
The three men nodded and then looked at Sally. She stood up, smoothed her blue and white checked dress, and put her hands together as she spoke.
My husband and I started our farm 20 years ago, when Juniper Grove was a sweet little town and everyone knew and helped each other. Since Walt died, there has been a lot of changes around here, and one of them is that Jacques, what's his name, who bought the back 100 acres and breeds donkeys there. They are loud, ornery creatures, and at least once a week he marches them past my vegetable garden where they help themselves to my cabbages. I want it to stop. I want Sheriff Sanders to tell him to stop and keep him and his donkeys off my land.
Sally Hennings then frowned and quickly nodded her head to say that she was finished. She turned abruptly around and went back to her chair. Jebediah then looked at the three men and raised his eyebrows. Finian O'Hanrahan immediately stood up and said, "I'd like to ask a question, if I may." Jebediah nodded, and Mr. O'Hanrahan turned to Sally.
"As an Irishman, I can assure you that I want nothing more than to keep your cabbages safe. I do love a bowl of stewed cabbages, my oh my. But I need to know if Jacques, what's his name, has another way of getting to the back 100 acres, another way other than through your land."
Sally frowned, blinked a few times, and then said,
"Not yet," she said. "Right now there's only the path he takes across my land, but it is not my problem that there's no way to get there. He shouldn't have bought the land in the first place."
"Well," said Mr. O'Hanrahan with his hands raised, "I'm afraid the law is the law, and the man must have a right of way. Jacques, what's his name, needs a way to access his land. It is his right."
"Now hold on now," said Amos Hardscrabble, who stood up. "I know Sally to be a hard-working woman who minds her own business. She's been there for 20 years, and if she doesn't want someone on her property, then they have to leave, end of story."
"You see, this is what I mean," said Percy Fernandez, who stood as well. "You are all thinking you know the whole story when we haven't even talked to Jacques yet. No one has talked about where he comes from and why he does what he does. By the way," he continued, looking at Sally, "he's your neighbor, so you might want to learn his full name." The three applicants argued for several minutes more while the members of the council watched. Amos was clearly arguing for Sally Henning's side, while Percy Fernandez was seeing it from Jacques' side. Finian O'Hanrahan kept talking about property laws and how things work in New York and Ireland and England, and finally, when the council had heard enough, Jebediah stood and held up his hands.
Thank you very much. I think that will do."
The three men looked at Jebediah, grumbled a little that they didn't get a chance to finish their arguments, and then each turned to return to their seats.
"Well," continued Jebediah, who looked at the three men, and then at Sally, and then at the rest of the council, "it is clear that we need someone who understands Juniper Grove, someone who knows the people who live here and is invested with his heart and soul."
With this, Sally Hennings and the members of the council who wanted Amos smiled and nodded.
"But it is also clear that we need someone who can see Juniper Grove from the perspective of the people arriving, those who speak different languages and have different views of how things should be."
With this, the people who wanted Percy smiled and nodded.
"But a judge must know and understand the law," continued Jebediah. "He cannot be swayed by friendships or alliances. He must follow the law with clarity."
With this, the people who wanted Finian smiled and nodded.
"So, I believe that the solution is to hire all three."
The members of the council were confused by this.
"All three?"
asked Doc Vanderbilt. "Three judges?"
"Will we pay three salaries?"
asked Sarah Gibbs.
And will they get along? Asked Lenora.
Those are questions that we'll work on next, said Jebediah. But what I think is this. We need what each of them brings. We need Amos's love and familiarity. We need Percy's wide view and experience. And we need Finian's clarity and knowledge. We need all three. And with these three very different points of view, Juniper Grove will have a very balanced way of following the rules.
No one could disagree. Jebediah had a very good point. Only having one set of strengths no longer felt like enough. They did need the familiarity. They needed the experience, and they needed the knowledge. And they couldn't do without any of them.
All three, said Doc Vanderbilt quietly.
All three, repeated Sarah Gibbs as she considered this.
The rest of the council thought about it, and one by one, they nodded their heads. It seemed to be a good idea. The three applicants, however, were not so swayed.
Work together? Asked Amos with a frown. Now how's that going to work?
I work alone, said Percy confidently.
I can't see this going very smoothly, said Finian with a smile. You can see, we don't agree on very much.
So much the better, said Jebediah. Learning to be together is messy business. I think we can all agree on that. And it's going to take some messes to find the best solution. People may get upset. We may have many arguments, it's true. But with the three of you listening to everyone, trying to understand everyone for who they are and where they come from, as well as understanding the rules, of course, then I think we can find a way. I think we can find the best way to live and grow together.
Well, the Council of Juniper Grove did hire three judges. They found a way to pay the three salaries, and though most towns only had one judge, they could see the benefits of three. Now, these three men didn't always get along, nor did they often see eye to eye on the question at hand. In fact, they seldom did. But this is why it worked. Instead of one person with one clear perspective, Juniper Grove had three. Where the judge of nearby Lubbock was a stern man who knew the law very well, he didn't have the personal connection with the people. And where the judge of Amarillo was friends with all the older families in town, he wasn't very good at welcoming new people from other parts of the state or the country. But because the judges of Juniper Grove had three different perspectives, no one felt excluded, no one felt unsafe, and no one felt that the judges, as a whole, were unfair. With Amos, Percy, and Finian, each wearing a judge's robe, the striving to find the best solution to the many challenges of a growing town like Juniper Grove now felt more stable, like a chair with three legs, each pulling the weight and each making the chair that much more balanced.
This has been an original story by Sparkle Stories of sparklestories.com. Copyright 2015, all rights reserved. We hope you enjoyed it.